Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? That's wonderful. Big week this week. End of the regular season for a lot of these teams as we dial into the playoff times for some and not for others. That's the way it is. And it's all colleges. Black Bears and Team Maryland still have games left, but and also the D3, the NCAA colleges, they have some teams left. But club college starting to come to an end. We'll talk about that here in a brief minute. But first, we'll start off with the Maryland Black Bears, and they were up in New Jersey taking on the first-place team in the East Division, New Jersey Titans. Interesting games, to say the least. Friday, a little more interesting than Saturday, as the Black Bears lose both. They get swept this weekend. Starting on Friday, 6-4 was the final there. The first 5 minutes, goals. 18 seconds into the first period, New Jersey strikes, and 4:02, they strike again. So within the first 5 minutes, Black Bears down to Cobb. Again, and within the first minute, again, the New Jersey Titans strike again, making it 3-0. And then the Maryland Black Bears decided to, get a little feisty, get a little shot of their own. Aaron Swanson gets his 12th of the season, I think his second as a Black Bear. From Jackson Starrett and Garrett Sedlowski with 3:20 in the second frame. 7:55 into it, Luke Mountain adds his 9th of the year. Reed Leibold and Cameron Recchi on the assist there. Then Sedlowski with his 8th of the season from Mikel Gonchar and Aaron Swanson before the New Jersey Titans strike again, just under a minute from when the Black Bears tie it up at 3. They get one back. Then in the third, 4:40 in, Jack Smiley gets his first as a Black Bear. Andrew Reamer and Hunter Brackett on the assist there. And then shorthanded goals in the 11:08 by New Jersey. Shorthanded empty netter, 18:34. The shorthanded empty netter is just as Aaron Randazzo went to the bench. And then they potted in. Three shorthanded goals for the New Jersey Titans. That's not great. They lead the league, sure, but three goals, even if one is an empty netter, still not the best efficiency. Black Bears go 0-5 on the power play, and that's all she wrote. 6-4, Randazzo with 17 saves in the losing effort. And I sometimes question shot counters, especially at home rinks. I don't know if Maryland actually did get 40 shots on net. From what I saw, they buzzed a little bit. I don't know if they got that many. But here we are as a people. So 6-4, they lose, and then Saturday was not any better. Four goals by the New Jersey Titans in the first period leads to Cooper Black getting yanked after a period, and then that's all she wrote. Maryland tries to come back after the four-goal first. Jackson Starrett, 4:05 into the second. His 17th of the season from Jack Hillman and Aaron Swanson. Then Swanson gets on the board goal-wise with his 13th overall of the season. Tim Organ getting his first point as a Black Bear on the assist, and then Garrett Sedlowski with an assist there, and then three unanswered by the Titans. 7-2, the final. In this one, Cooper Black, 11 saves in just 20 minutes of work, getting the loss on that one. Aaron Randazzo finishing out the game with 11 saves of his own. Black Bears going 0-2 on the power play, 0-7 on the weekend. The upside is they went 8-9 on the PK, so that's a good thing. But in a weekend where the main Nordiques were not playing and you can kind of add some ground to it without losing any games in hand, they didn't do it, and now they sit with two games in hand of the Jamestown Rebels, two games in hand of the Maine Nordiques, and only 2 points up on the Jamestown Rebels going into a big weekend coming up here, folks, as the Black Bears are going to have to test their guile in this weekend. It's not been great. Let's not kid ourselves here. Only one win in the last 10. Only points in 3 of the last 10. Not something you want to see, especially going into this playoff run. Especially as we only have, I do believe they play 60 games. So they have 16 games remaining, 8 weekends remaining. Time to bleep or get off the pot, in all honesty. This is the way to do it. With only one win in the last 10, that's not great. I mean, that's not a playoff bound team. What it looks like, this is something that they need to pack their sack lunch and then go for it. So, you know, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a tough week of practice, I'm sure. It's gonna be a tough weekend ahead. Game times are very weird too, so it's gonna be adjusting to that. It's gonna have to be shaking off games really quick. So we'll see what happens this weekend. It didn't look great that Saturday game, and hopefully that does not transpire into this next weekend. Shake it off, short memory, RTZ, return to zero, and away we go. Team Maryland was at home this weekend. They brought they faced off against Apple Corps, and boy howdy, there were a lot of scoring. 12 goals in Sunday's game, 13 goals in Monday's game, and let's take a look at it. All the way around, the Team Maryland got on the board first on Sunday night. Dennis Arkhipenko, even strength from Tristan Mock and Evan Green before Apple Corps gets two quick ones late into the first period. Team Maryland 2:44 in the second period on the power play. Tristan Mock gets one, ties the game back up. Apple Corps goes ahead before Team Maryland gets one at 7:46. David Possible with an even strength goal unassisted. 13:55, so 6 minutes after that, Jay DeRuiter comes back after representing the Netherlands and gets himself an even strength goal. Johnny Jackson on the assist. Johnny Jackson been doing solid work on his time with the Team Maryland there. New York Apple Corps get one back midway through the third period before it was a flurry of goals in the last 3 minutes of the game. Tristan Mock, even strength for Michael DeLaurier and Arkhipenko. Not even 20 seconds after that, The Apple Corps tie it back up. Minute 15 later, Michael DeLaurier puts it away with an even strength goal, and then Jackson Dobick on the power play from Tristan Mock with the insurance. 7-5, the final. Zach Richards, 41 saves in the winning effort. A big weekend or big game for Team Maryland, breaking a small little losing drought there. And then on Monday, Wild game. So many lead changes, so many streaking. Ends in an overtime loss, 7-6. Started off pretty 5 minutes in, Apple Corps gets in, but then David Fosfel with a even strength goal from Dennis Arkhipenko, 12:31 in before Apple Corps scores one just about 2 minutes left in the first period on the power play to go ahead 2-1. Then Team Maryland, four straight goals in the second period. Evan Donnelly, even strength from Jack Massey and David Fosfel. Bobby Geyer from Tristan Mock and Arkhipenko. And then Cody Rumsey with a pair. Fosfel and Jackson. And then Jackson and DeRuiter on the assist, respectively, in that whole instance. Made it 5-2. Apple Corps comes back with four straight of their own to go ahead. Then with under 3 minutes remaining, Tristan Mock ties it up from Kyle Nestepny. And then 1 minute and 9 seconds into it, Apple Corps wins it. And that's all she wrote. 7-6, the final. Zach Richards, 38 saves in the OT loss. So we look at the standings here for the Team Maryland. And they're going to be looking pretty good into the playoff round. They are currently sitting fifth. They are 3 points ahead of the Junior Flyers. The Junior Flyers have one game in hand, and they are well clear of that seventh spot there. So it looks like they will get into the playoffs with a few games remaining here. Nothing obviously guaranteed, but it's looking pretty good, all things considered there. Stevenson University D3 men were playing this weekend, both at home. They took on Newman on Friday night. And a wild second period. No scoring in the first, but a wild second period as Stevenson scores two goals in a minute 18. Carl Leiden with his first of the weekend from Alfred Pallenborg. What a great name. And Dominic Brenza. Then at the 1:18 mark, Chris Lee from Luke Benitez and Aaron Murray. But then Newman scores three straight power play goals. Pretty dang amazing there. Bad for the PK of Stevenson. But Stevenson gets it back with a power play goal of their own. Ryan Patrick for Austin Masters and Aaron Murray. And then before the frame closed out, Dominic Brenza gets one of his own. Christian Ripley and Murray on the assist there. Then in the third period, 19 seconds in, Nick Gray, not wasting any time, gets himself a goal with Austin Masters, the assist. Then Austin Master pots a goal to go along with his two assists already in the game from Nick Gray and Chris Javins. And that is all she wrote on that one. Ryan Kenny, 31 saves in the winning effort. Big in-conference win for the Green Horses. Then on Saturday, took on Manhattanville, and they had their way with Manhattanville, I must say. 5-1 the final. Carl Leiden scores in the first period, 6:44 in. Dominic Brenza, Christian Ripley on the assist, and then Leiden from Ripley again on a nice little one-time ski. And that's that was a 2-0 goal. Dominic Brenza in the third period, only 42 seconds in from Christian Ripley and Carl Leiden, while Houston Wilson on the power play, 2:40 into the third. Carl Leiden, Christian Ripley on that one. Nick Gray unassisted at 8:41 before Manhattanville scored one just under 13 minutes into the frame. But that is all she wrote as the Mustangs win a sweep the weekend for themselves. 24 saves for Ryan Kenny, going 12-4-1 on the season, as Stevenson goes 15-5-1 overall, 12-2-0 in the UCHC. And it should be a surprise to no one that there are MAC offensive player and defensive players of the week. Start off, Carl Leiden. Boy, howdy, 5 points, a power play goal, plus +5 rating. He gets the MAC offensive player of the week. Ryan Kenny, 12th victory of the season, 31 saves, 24 saves. You add it all up, that's 55 saves on the weekend. And he gets him MAC defensive player of the week. So big weekend for the Green Horses in the D3 division. The Green Horses in the D3 women's side of things, they had a rough weekend. They had a little bit of a rough weekend. Manhattanville on Friday, 3-2 loss on that one. Manhattanville scores a power play goal in the first period, 7:52 in. Then Stevenson gets the equalizer, 2:51 in the second. Ashlyn Bray from Nikki Kendrick and Allie Gibson. Just about 30 seconds later, though, Manhattanville gets the lead back again. Then 11:41 into the second period, Nikki Kendrick unassisted gets the tie game. And then on the power play, 6:11 in, Manhattanville puts it in. And that was all she wrote on that one. 3-2 the final. Annie Hammond Smith, 28 saves in the losing effort, pushing her record to 4-5-1. And it was senior night at the Reisterstown Sportplex, as the Stevenson women tie Newman 3-3. Trin Barkless with the goal just 27 seconds left in the first. Elizabeth Goudreau and Callie Jo Zagui. Callie Jo Zagui with the assist on that one. Newman gets one back, 5:43 on the power play before Jordan Perillo, 9:19, gets a power play goal of her own. Carly Aguirre and Paige Sullivan on the assist. Newman gets one back just 2 minutes later before Stevenson, another power play goal for them. T. Ferreira from Allie Gibson and Nikki Kendrick, 15:34 into the second. And then in the third period, very late, Newman ties it up. And then that's where we stand, a tie game on that one. Annie Smith Hammond, 18 saves in the tie, 4-5-2 is her record overall. But there is some awards. Nikki Kendrick, a goal and 2 assists, gets the MAC Offensive Player of the Week, while Annie Hammond Smith got 46 saves, and she had the Defensive Player of the Week. So congratulations to those two ladies. Big, big accomplishments for both of them. So, you know, always good as they move onward and upward. Only a few weeks left. I think they've got 2 weekends left before possible playoffs and then possible tournaments. We'll see how that all goes and how that all shakes out with them as well. Naval Academy played double dip this weekend as they played away at Westchester in a big heartbreaking loss. 3-2 was the final as Westchester squeaks one out there. Joe Kelly got the first goal in the first period, 3:36 into it. Connor Hyden and John Skachia on the assist. Westchester gets one back in the second, 6:33 in, and then just about two minutes left in the second period, 2-1 to be exact. Connor Hyden unassisted before late in the third period, 2:29 is when Westchester struck to tie it, and then 17 seconds into the OT, they win it. Charles Daughtry with 31 saves in the overtime loss. Then on, it looks like on a Saturday, if I got the right scores up, that would be very prudent to this adventure. They lost 3-2 to Lehigh in a game that I was able to take in via the McMullen Ice Arena YouTube page, so that was good for them. Lehigh wins 3-2. Very big effort. I thought they were going to get it late. Lehigh scored late into the first period before midway through the second period. Joe Kelly gets one. Derek Golombrowski with Connor Hyden on the assist on that one. Then 5 seconds remaining, Lehigh gets the lead back before going into the locker room. And then 10-13 in, they get another one. Go up 2 goals before Riley Jamison scored with 5:02 left from Joe Walton. And Navy pushed and pushed and pushed. A couple posts, a couple big glove saves from Lehigh's goaltender. And that was all she wrote. Casey McCormick, 35 saves in the losing effort, 3-2 as Navy goes into playoffs. And we'll see where they're seated in the ECHC. Towson had themselves a weekend. They had 2 games. They took on Drexel on Friday night at home. And 10-1 the final against Towson. Matt Curtin, the only goal, 19-20 into the first period. Yeah, 19-20 into the first period. So that's, what, 40 seconds left. Constance Panassis and Matthew Barella on the assist, and then that was all she wrote on that one. Kevin Mackey with 63 saves in the losing effort. Then on senior night, Westchester comes into town, and they win 8-1 as they scored the first 5 goals of the game. 34 seconds into the third period, though. Matthew Barella with the goal, Curtin with the assist. That was that. Jacob Schneider, 55 saves in the losing effort. And I think that's all she wrote for Towson. I don't think they get into the playoffs. I think it's only top six in the ECHC. So we'll talk about that here in a bit. And I think we'll do a year in review for them as well next weekend. Or no, because they got Crab Pot coming up, so we won't do that. We'll wait till Crab Pot's over and then go from there. The Green Horses of the club ranks in Stevenson, they had a huge weekend with a sweep of Maryland. And this is going to double as something, and Maryland's got another game, but we'll talk about that in a bit. Stevenson with a big 4-0 victory Friday night against the University of Maryland. Gary Matyak with the first goal, a minute 35, and setting the tone. Thomas Rashani and Josh Watterson with the assist. Then just about 3 minutes left, 3:01, Joe Kittleberger with a goal with Rashani, and Brandon Scholes with the assist on that one. The only goal in the second period came with 4:58 left. Brennan Jesse from Jacob Clegmash Cressy. That's a name. Why? Where was he my whole season? And then in the third period, 13:28 into it, Mark Bowen with Ian Malone on the assist. Pierce DeShenko, 42 for 42. Perfect shutout game for him. For the University of Maryland, Matthew Deary, 32 saves in the losing effort. No goal scoring to speak of on that one. But on Sunday, they return, this time up in Reisterstown. Stevenson with a big sweep, 5-2, the final on that one. 2:21 in, Thomas Rossini with the goal. Ian Malone and Brian Hodges on the assist. Then 6:19, Maryland gets one back. Evan Yamaguchi from Griffin Connolly and Tyler McAvoy. Maryland actually gets the lead in the second period late. 16:16 into it, Brian Murray from Dominic Sesto. But then with 6 seconds remaining, Josh Watterson ties it up from Mark Bowen. And the third period was all Green Horses. Brendan Scholes with a goal, 5:38 into the third. Brendan Jesse and Trevor Hunt on the assist. Brian Hodges, a minute 30 after that with Gary Matyak with the assist. And then Val Ramage, 13:10 into the third period, unassisted, to close the whole thing out. Matthew Deary, 34 saves in the losing effort. Pierce DeShenko, 27 saves in the winning effort. As this round of seniors is gone, 9 seniors, I do believe, are leaving. Guys who built the program, even though it is only 3 years into it, guys who had the faith and then, you know, made this into a huge thing. I mean, Stevenson's hockey culture, I think, probably in the club ranks is starting to get pretty good. From the D3 men in the NCAA to the D3 women in the NCAA to the ACHA D3 too. It's a good mix. It's a good vibe there in Reisterstown. So shout out to them for creating that cool culture and, you know, everyone living in somewhat harmony. Team Maryland. The Maryland Terrapins also had another game on Saturday against University of Delaware, in which they won. They pulled it out in a big, big way. They got on the board first, 9:13 into the first period. David Eli from Tyler McAvoy. The University of Delaware then gets two. The Terrapins come back in the second period, 2:15 in, Liam Eden unassisted. And then a minute 30 later, Thomas Murphy from David Eli and McAvoy with that one. Delaware scores two to close it out. and actually were ahead, and then four unanswered goals for the Terps. I don't know if this is true. 1 second into the third period, Griffin Connolly, that's a hell of a feat. If we have video of that, we might want to see that. 1 second in, I don't know. Liam Eaton scores 9:24 into it from Brian Murray and Scott Sutherland. Then Evan Yamaguchi pots a one of his own from Griffin Connolly, and then Griffin Connolly gets another goal, his second of the game, from Weish Shahadi and Thomas Murphy, and that's all she wrote. Matthew Deary, 31 saves in the winning effort, as that puts Maryland in an okay spot, a pretty deadly spot there in the playoffs, but we'll talk about that here in a bit. Navy's D2, they played Georgetown on Friday. Don't have any results from that one, but on Saturday they played Rowan University, and they got they kept it close until the third period. 7-1 the final. Rowan scores 5 in the third period. They get on the board first in the first period, and then first in the second period before Navy Kevin Harris gets one of his own, 8:59 into the period, from Jack Martinson and Owen Norton. Like I said, 5 unanswered. Skippy Sheldon, 37 saves in the losing effort on that one. I think their season is done as well. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But we'll close out the Navy ranks here, as the Navy women had two crucial games against the University at Buffalo. A wild one on Friday night as they win 7-6 in the overtime frame. Devin Marshall got it started in the first period, 6:10 in from Taylor Sparks and Maggie Madigan, before Quinn Ramos got one a minute 30 later, unassisted. Second period, though, University of Buffalo scores 2:43 seconds apart, and then 6 seconds after that, Rose Gasper gets the lead back for Navy from Quinn Ramos before University of Buffalo gets their goal, 17:08 into the period, to go into it tied into the third period. Then they score 3 unanswered to start the frame before Navy gets 3 unanswered of their own. Rose Gasper, 12:57 in, and then 15 seconds later, Celeste Foley with a goal from Kelly Hughes and Rose Gasper. And then 2 minutes after that, 2:08, Maggie Schillinger from Rose Gasper and Kelly Hughes, before Devin Marshall ends at 1:05 into the OT from Schillinger and Madigan. And that was all she wrote on that one. Julia Chenoweth with 21 saves in the wild, wacky winning effort. And then on Saturday, 8-ka was the final. 8-0, Navy wins it outright. It's 9:50 into the first period. Schillinger from Malone Bunaskis with the assist on that one. Then Maggie Madigan gets her gets a first of the game for her. 2:37 in. Devin Marshall and Michaela Stangle on that one. Taylor Spark, 15:12 into the second frame from Devin Marshall. Kelly Hughes, then 18:51 from Isabel Ross on that one. I was jumping ahead because 6:06 into the third period, Rose Gasper gets a goal. Kelly Hughes and Foley on the assist. Devin Marshall gets a goal of her own from Stangle. Then Maggie Madigan, 2 goals back-to-back for the Natty Bow. Hattie Dear Horn. Devin Marshall and Malone Bonaskis with the assist on the first one, and then Taylor Spark with the assist on the other one. Back-to-back-to-back AAU champion Shannon Hart, 18 for 18 with the shutout. I believe in her last game, because she is a senior as well. And their playoffs is a bit weird. We're waiting to hear word for tabulations, because it is very rankings-based. But we've gotten no rankings as of yet to the week. So we'll see how that goes. They seem to be content with it not be going their way and finishing fifth, because the top four in each division gets it going. So we'll check back in with it later this week. Loyola women, though, they know they're going to the playoffs. They know they got to buy into the semifinal in the DVCHC playoffs, which is huge for them. They started off Friday night against George Washington, 7-1 victory, rather, in this one. Anna Soek got it started at 4:03 into the first from Jessica Chico, and then Jessica Chico decided to take over with 2 goals to end it out. First one, 10:41 into the frame. Catherine Wilk with the assist, and then unassisted, 18:06 to close out the frame. The Natty Boo Hattie for Jessica Chico, as she got her third, a literal natural hat trick, because there were no goals in the second period. 7:59 into the third period, she got her third from Julia Pardo. Anna Soek with the goals, 13:18 in. Gail Carlson and Catherine Wilk on the assist. Mary Sullivan 14-36. She doesn't want to be left out from Catherine Wilk. Catherine Wilk, 3 assists in this game. Big game for her. And then Gail Carlson gets a goal of her own and a Selick on the assist. 16-57 in, and that's all she wrote for that one. Courtney O'Connor, 13 saves in the winning effort. Then on senior night back at home, Loyola gets a 7-4 victory, a huge victory over Westchester, who is one of the top teams over in the North Division there. Madison Acker with the goal to start it off, 4:50 in. Catherine Wilk on the assist. Westchester gets one back early in the second. Then Jessica Chico, again, just taking over the second period. Gets a goal at 10:45, 11:35, and then 14:18, which means it's a natty boo heady horn. Gotta love that. Catherine Wilk assist on 2 of those goals. That made it 4-1. Loyola goes up 5-1. Anna Soek, even strength. Then Jessica Chico with her 4th of the game. Gail Carlson on that. Westchester scores 3 unanswered before Hannah McKenzie, the lone senior on the team, gets the goal with 1 second remaining, even strength, and that's the final, 7-4. Grace Lundor, 14 saves in the winning effort. Jessica Chico, have a weekend, young lass. 7 goals, 7 bleeping goals on the weekend. What a huge weekend for Jessica Chico. Not only that, had an assist too. 8 points on the weekend for her. What a great, great time for Loyola as they clinch first in the South Conference. And Chico still has 1 more year. So she will pad her stats this year. And then she's got playoffs to go too. So Loyola looking good going into the playoffs. Maryland looking okay going into the playoffs as they beat George Washington in their final regular season game of the year. 9-2. Grace Walther got the goal scoring start at 6:27 into the game from Mel Merritt and Hannah Dwyer. George Washington scores 1 with 2:30 remaining in the first, and then Maryland scores 5 straight in the second period. Gracie Walther, even strength from Aya Gandolfo and Angeline King. Then Alex McKillop, even strength, unassisted. Grace Walther, a 3rd goal for Natty Bow Hetty Horn. And she gets her 3rd of the unassisted on that one, 3rd of the game. Angeline King getting into it from Gandolfo and Ali Vance. And then McKillop with her 2nd from Angeline King before George Washington scores 1 late into the period. Then, boom, another 3 goals unanswered for Maryland. Amy Marin unassisted, 2:44 in. Then 10:29, Scott. Mel Merritt with a goal for Marin and Gandolfo, and Alex McKillop, 14:27 for Natty Boo Hattie for Hun. Melissa Kumjian with the assist, and also Hannah Dwyer. And that's the final, 9-2, rather. Where's the second goal? Oh, there's the second goal for George Washington. Split goaltending as Megan Bentley, 9 saves on 11 shots. And then Lucy Wilkerson, wearing number 6. Weird number for a goalie, but who are we to say? Finishes off with 2 saves. So good for her, shutting out them in the 3rd frame. So congratulations to Lucy on getting in some gameplay, getting some saves in, helping out with the win as Maryland goes in. I don't know who what the rankings are for the DVCHC. Because they are not great at social media or updating their websites. They still have stuff from 2018 on there. So we'll see how that pans out next week. Towson finished out their season against West Virginia. And not too great for them. 7-2 loss on Saturday night. West Virginia gets the first 3 goals before 18:33 in. Emily Sellers with an even strength goal to get Towson on the board. And then 12:14 in the 3rd, Carly Campbell gets a goal unassisted. And that's all she wrote. Kathleen O'Malley with 34 saves. And I'm looking at this here, and they only marked down 3 players for Towson even playing in this game. Great work, whoever was scoring that game. Congratulations. It looks like they marked down anybody who had a point, anybody who had penalty minutes. That's not great. Then on Sunday, Towson loses again 6-1. They get swept this weekend. The only goal was in the 3rd period. Emily Seller from Diana Crowfoot, 10:01 into the 3rd period. Catherine O'Malley with 23 saves. Kate Standish with 13 saves. And that was that. That was all she wrote. And I think that's all she wrote for the season, too. Again, DVCHC, not really great at updating. But let's talk a little bit about what we still have going on here. This weekend, the Maryland Black Bears take on Maine on Friday and Saturday night. So Friday night, a 7 p.m. start time. And then on Saturday, a 2 p.m. start time. Bruno's going to be doing Valentine's Day stuff. So you got that going for you. You can have a big bear give you some flowers and some candy. Who doesn't want that? And then on Saturday, it's the Triple B brunch with the Black Bears. So you got Black Bears brunch. Triple B. There we go. So you got that 2 p.m. start time. So get ready for that. I should remind Johnny that he should wake up at a good hour on Saturday. On Friday and Monday, Team Maryland plays at home. They will take on the Philadelphia Little Flyers on Friday and the North Carolina Golden Bears on Monday. So if you got some Monday time to do it, it is President's Day. So if you're not buying a mattress, you can go ahead and get yourself some of that fancy, fancy Team Maryland action. Stevenson D3 men, they are away this weekend. They will take on Nazareth and Utica on Friday, Saturday, while the D3 women are away as well, taking on Lebanon Valley and Chatham Saturday and Sunday. Navy D1, they are in the playoffs. What their seeding is, ECHA, not that great either. So we don't know what's going on. So we will see if you tune in the Clutch and Crab weekend and then maybe something a little later this week. We'll see what we can do about getting the ideas for the playoffs. Towson D1, I don't think they're making the playoffs because I think ECHC, I know that for a fact. It's only top six. So Towson is looking forward to the Crab Pot, which is in 2 weeks on the 21st and 22nd. Stevenson's club team, they will take on Rowan as the number 7 seed against the number 2 seed in that playoff bout, while Maryland takes on Liberty, which is going to be woofta. That is going to be an interesting situation for them. Liberty just running through everybody in every level. So Maryland at a tough task, as they just saw Liberty a couple weeks back, and it wasn't that great, Bob. The Navy women, or Navy D2, they're done for the year. So congratulations. We'll do our year in review here in a couple weeks. Navy women, I believe they're done for the season because it looks like they're not going to have enough contingency points, whatever math they use in the ACHA to get a playoff bid, but a great season for them, I think, nonetheless. Loyola, they have playoffs, so does Maryland, as they were the top two teams in the South Division of the DVCHC. We'll see in the Clutch and Crab preview what that is all about. And then Towson, their season, I believe, has come to an end as well for the women's side. So we will do a year in review on that. And if there's anything changed, check out ScottyWaz.com on Friday for the Clutch and Crab hockey weekend preview. So got that to look forward to, at least, right? Huh? How about that? How about the players? Huh? How about those players? What a week for one Mr. Sam Annis. Holy shnikes. Wednesday night takes on the San Antonio Rampage, gets an assist. All right, that's fine. Saturday against the Stockton Heat, 2 goals, 3 assists for 5 points. Then on Sunday, not done there, 2 assists on that. 3 big wins for Iowa as they are streaking right now with 6 straight wins. Sam Annis with points in 5 of them. So this week alone, 2 goals and, if my math is right, 6 assists for 8 points. And even with all that, did not get named Player of the Week as Christian Juice got named Player of the Week. I don't get it. I don't understand how that happens. And anyway, a guy gets 8, whatever. It is what it is. But, I mean, overall, I mean, you got to look at what Sam Annis is doing this year, and is quite phenomenal. Even if he doesn't get the awards or the recognition, I think he should. He is now leading the AHL in points with 57, 17 goals, 40 assists, 6 power play goals of those 17. So, averaging better than a point per game, and he's doing great. So we talked to him earlier this year. He said consistency is one thing that he wanted to do, and he's doing that right now. So daps and head taps for him going into this one. It's a huge, huge thing for him, I think, to get this kind of year, especially after the rough year he had last year, to put that behind him and have him go ahead and make waves this year. So congrats to him. William Margell, 2 assists on Saturday night as the Coquitlam Express going up, getting a little bit of their momentum back for that one. So two assists for Margell as he keeps on kind of rolling. Adam Vargas still trying to find a groove. A little inconsistency on him here. One assist on Sunday, though, against the North Bay Battalions. Going to help him out with the league-leading Ottawa 67s. He is on overall. Bryce Montgomery has not done a lot in a while, but he is still playing well, still getting some regular playing time with the London Knights, which is a hard nut to crack considering how good they are in terms of with their program and everything like that. The bean pot was a thing that happened, and Patrick Giles had himself a goal on Monday's affair, which saw former Black Bear Willem Skoog get the game winner in double OT. Giles Potty, the first one on that one. Did not play this weekend, though, as I'm looking at Graham McPhee, who did play this weekend, but no stats on him on that one. Colin O'Neill gets two assists this weekend, one against BC on Friday night, and then one against Merrimack on Saturday night as UMass Lowell swept the weekend against BC and Merrimack. How do you said that. Jason O'Neill back in the lineup again for Providence in a regular role. Nothing there against UMass at a home-and-home in two losses for the Providence Friars. Jarrett Rosberg, he saw himself with two assists on Saturday as the Sparty beat University of Minnesota 4-2 in a split weekend for them. Sam Walther was part of Team Packer this weekend in the NWHL the All-Star game. However, she did not see any playing time, probably as a precautionary reason due to her injury. But she did prepare. She was there. She was rostered. So daps up to her in a sold-out crowd. So a big, big turnout for the National Women's Hockey League. So shout out to them for having that that thing going for them in the right direction. We'll see how she does and when she gets back from injury going forward. So that's it. That's all we have to say about that. So a big weekend's coming up for every team. So go check them out if you can. If not, follow along with me on the Twitters. I'll give you updates here, there, and everywhere. So that should be a fun thing. But until next time, I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week, part of the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it more than you can ever know. And yeah, go play some of that Clutch Crab hockey. Maybe get a Natty Bow Hattie for like all the girls here this weekend. It'll be a good time for all. See you next week.